Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile that crashed seconds after takeoff. South Korea's defense ministry reported the fail launched Thursday. The incident comes less than a week after Pyongyang celebrated the launch of a missile from a submarine. South Korea told Yonhap News Agency the missile flew for about 30 kilometers and the test did not appear to have been a success. Pyongyang's latest missile launches come as South Korea and the United States conduct annual joint military drills that North Korea has labeled a provocation. The UN Syria envoy says he plans to hold another round of peace talks next month, but called for a ceasefire to be revitalized before setting a date. Stéphane de Mistura made the comments Thursday after briefing the UN Security Council on the talks. He said the discussions had gained some ground despite escalating violence in Syria. Also Thursday, the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that the war-torn city of Aleppo in northern Syria is on the brink of a humanitarian crisis. That violence includes the shelling of government-held parts of Aleppo by rebel forces Thursday that killed at least 14 people. A senior intelligence analyst says members of al-Shabaab in Somalia, who recently pledged allegiance to Islamic State, are moving into the capital, Mogadishu. Colonel Abdullahi Ali Mao, a former national intelligence officer who now heads the new Mogadishu-based Somalia Institute for Security Studies, told VOA that some al-Shabaab members are fleeing to the capital. VOA News.